Friday the 3rd of September, Kof Gimel Elul, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, in Yoni Teshuvah.
In this week's parsha, the Torah writes, Ki a mitzvah azis, asher anoichim mesavcho ayim, the mitzvah which I'm commanding you today, lo nifleisi mimcho, v'lo yuchaytoi, lo b'shamayim, v'lo me'eva alayom. And the Torah concludes that part, that subject, Ki kori v'lecha adov amoid, Rashi learns that these psukim are all referring to the inyone of Teva. That the Teva is telling you that the mitzvah of limud Teva is not bashamayim. And as Rashi quotes the Gemara, that if Teva would have been bashamayim, you would have had to go to get it. And finishes the Teva, Ki korei v'lecha adova moit, Beficha uvilvovcha, which Rashi learns, what does Beficha uvilvovcha mean? It's referring to Teyo Shebiksav and Teyo Shebalpeh. Say the Mefoshim, how does Rashi get that the word Beficha uvilvovcha is referring to Teyo Shebiksav or Teyo Shebalpeh? So I saw from in the Sefer Shiraz David, that he brings the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, who says a big chiddush, that by Torah Shebiksav, the halacha is, even if you just say the words with your lips, and you don't know what you're talking about, you just say it without Pirush HaMilas, the halacha is you are Yitzah, and you've been Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Ma She'ein Kein, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that by Teyva Shebalpeh, the halacha is, if you don't understand the Pirush HaMilas, then it's not considered to be at all limud HaTeyva at all. Says the Mefoshim, if that is the case, that's how Rashi fits in the words Beficha uvilvovcha. Beficha means that you're just saying the Teyva with your mouth. You don't even know what you're talking about. You're just saying it like a parrot. Masha'in king says bilvovcha, that is referring to Teyva Shebalpeh, and that you're only mekayim that mitzvah when you understand it in your heart. Therefore, that's the way Rashi learns these psukim of Kiyar Mitzvah Aziz. The Ramban, the Sforni, Rabbeinu Bechai, all the other Rishonim dispute this. They all learn that these psukim are talking about mitzvah tshuva. Mitzvah, which is now in Yoni D'Yema, the mitzvah of tshuva. And they learn, ki a mitzvah azis, which I'm commanding you today, it's not a mitzvah which is far away, loy bashamayimi, loy me'ivar ayomu, concludes the posik, says the Ramban, ki korev eilecho adov amoid, it's very, very near to you. How, Beficho, that you've just got to go along and do vidui. Or Bilvovcho, says the Ramban, that you've got to go along and decide in your heart that you want to go along and do tshuva. Rav Chaim Valozhin, in his famous drosha that he gave Erev Rosh Hashanah, writes, what is the pshat according to the Ramban? Loi Bashamayimi, says Rav Chaim Valozhin, that it's well known that when a Yid goes and he does a chet, with him doing the chet, he causes with that a pegam Bashamayim, whether that's some of the Farshim call it, he creates a bad malach with his doing the Aveva. Therefore, I might have thought that if he wants to go along now and do tshuva, he should have to go along and go up to heaven and be mesakim. That what he's been poigim b'shamayim. He should have to go back up to heaven to do it. Of dem lok Rav Chaim Valozhin state, loy b'shamayim he. You don't need to go along and have to go up to b'shamayim to go along and to do tshuva. You can go along and do tshuva here in this world. And carries on Rav Chaim Valozhin. The Torah writes, Loi me'iver layami, says Rav Chaim Valozhin, what do those words mean according to the Ramban? Loi me'iver layomu. says Rav Chaim Volozhin, that when a person does a mitzvah, he can go along with his mitzvah, be machriya himself and the whole world, to as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, la'olam yira odom et atzmai. A person should always consider himself ki'ilu chetzei zakai vechetzei chayiv. Also mitzvah achas machriya es atzmai vechkora olam kulay lekav zchus. Also aveira achas, says the Gemara, oiloi, woe, shechriya es kol ha'olam, that he was machriya the whole world, lekav chayva. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, that a person kum dechesh with his chet, what he's doing here in this world here, he could be causing punishments and sorrows in the other side of the world. Says the Torah, I might have thought that if you do an aveda, you should have to go along and go to the other side of the world to go along and do tshuva for that. Of them, the Torah says, Rav Chaim Volozhin, v'loy me'eva layami, that the tshuva is not necessary to go me'eva layam, it's shayach to go along and be mesakin your aveira here in this world, here in the place where you did it. The Meshech Chochme says, based on this Ramban, he answers a kasha on the next psukim. The Pasuk writes, re'ei nosati lefonecho, I'm giving before you es achayim, I'm giving you a choice. Es achayim life, ve'es atoiv, if you do mitzvahs of achayim and toiv. Un chas v'sholem, if you go along and you do avelas, then the halacha will be es amoves, amoves ve'es ara. Asks the Meshech Chochme, why in Parshas Ve'ei does the Torah just write Ve'ei nosati lefanecha hayom brocha uklola? Why here does the Torah change and the Torah write the words chayim and the opposite, if you don't behave yourself and you do avodas, that you get malves? Says the Meshech Chochme that in Parshas Ve'ei is talking about before we had the mitzvah of tshuva. Therefore, in that case, when you went along and if you did a mitzvah, you got a brocha. And if chas v'sholem you did an aveira, then it was a klola. Abba says the Meshech Chochme, now that we've already gone along and we've had the mitzvah of tshuva, according to the Ramban, that the Ramban says that these psukim, Pasuk Yud Aleph till Pasuk Yud Aleph, are the mitzvah of tshuva. And therefore, now a person had the opportunity, says the Ramban, to be able to go along and do tshuva. If he doesn't go along and do tshuva, says the Meshech Chochme, it changes chas v'sholem from being a klola la'moves, and that's why here the Torah writes that if you didn't do tshuva, now if you go and do avelus and you don't do tshuva, chas v'sholem he becomes a klola, and not only a klola, it goes much further, it becomes la'moves. And it fits in very well, this Yesod of the Meshech Chochme. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the beginning of Shari Tshuva, is based that the aveira of a person when he's been given the chance to go along and to do tshuva, and he doesn't do tshuva, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that aveira is worse than the etzem aveira itself. And therefore, that's why, according to the Meshech Chochme, we take a learn that the Torah changes when a person doesn't do tshuva, that he goes along and he becomes chas v'sholem la'mofis. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Talmud Teva, the Rambam writes, states in this week's Sedra, Loi shamayim, loi bashamayim, he says the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Teva, v'loi me'eva layam. Says the Rambam, loi bashamayim, what does that mean? That Teva can't be acquired begasei ruach, by people who are haughty people. V'loi, says the Rambam, v'loi, and not by people, says the Rambam, who go le'eva layam, to go along and to do schayva. Like the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Talmud Torah, the Chazal, Lei kol amar be'bischeira machkin. A person who goes and he gets himself busy with merchandise, he won't be matzliach. Ve'tzivu chachomim, says the Rambam, that heaven memayet, a person should be memayet v'scheira v'asik b'teira. Kum techeish deklar in Rambam, that these psukim, what we've just now been talking about, are not talking about tshuva, are talking about limud ha-teira. Talking about, and be'emes, the Rambam is not his own idea. The Rambam is a Roshana Gemara in Eivivin, Daf Nun Hei Omed Aleph. Is a Bazei L'chura, that Gemara in Eivivin, is a skila to the Shittas Ramban. And the Shittas Asfonai, that the Aloche is, that these psukim are talking about tshuva. I saw in the Sefer Shaila Tova, he asked this Kasha, and he says, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Dr. Zion Omed Aleph, Barossi Yetzirah, Barossi Tova Tavlin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created the Yetzirah, and I created for it against the Yetzirah, Tova Tavlin. The Gemara says also in Kiddushin, if you meet this maneuver referring to the Yetzer Hara, says the Gemara, what should you do with him? Moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash. What is your Yetzer against him? Take him to the Beis Hamedrash. And says the Mesiras Yishorim, if the Gemara says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Barossi Yetzer Hara, Barossi Teira Tavlin, Kum Techei State from the Ribbono Shel Olam says it, the only ways and means to fight the Yetzer Hara, there's only one way. What is that? Is Teira. Kum Techei. So we see from here that if a person is already wants ever to do tshuva, what is the way to be able to do tshuva? The greatest way is to go along and to do teva. That is the Eitzah to fight the Yetzer Hara. If the Yetzer Hara is already gone, his Eibazay is to answer what we asked. We asked according to the Ramban. How can you go along and say that the psukim are talking about tshuva? The Gemara says in Eivivin that the psukim are talking about teira. The teretz is that the doing tshuva without teira is not shayach. Kum dechesh, tshuva is with teira. It's one thing tied together with the other. And be'emes, that's what I said just now, the shayla teira says. Be'emes, it goes even further. The Pasuk says, what we're going to say next Shabbos by Mat Aftera, Shuvu Yisrael El Hashem Alekecha. Go along and go back to do repentance. Ki koshalto b'aveinecha. Because you've gone along and done aveiros. And says the Pasuk, Kehu imochem devarim. Take with you words v'shuvu El Hashem. State in Sifri on this Pasuk. In Parshas Hazino, the Pasuk says in Parshas Hazino, Yaroif kamoto likhi, says that it will drop like rain, likhi. Says the Sifri, what is likhi? Ein likhi ela divrei Torah, is only divrei Torah. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, ki lekach tov nosati lochem, and continues the Pasuk in Sifri, kachu imochem devorim reshuvu el Hashem. So you see, ein devarim ela divrei Torah. Kum techei shtei klor in Sifri, that what is it referring to? Why is it referring to the inyan of devarim? It's referring to when the Pasuk writes in Shabbos Shuva Avteira in Hoshea, kachu imochem devarim. It's referring to divrei Torah. I saw Rabbi Salva Zolti, zecher tzadik levroche, in his Sefer Mishnas Yaivitz, asks, what's Divrei Torah got to do with going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do tshuva? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, what's that menton for tshuva? Aziva Sachet, Charota. The Rambam doesn't mention, the Rambam writes in Pevik Beis in Hilchos Tshuva, that tshuva is done by doing charota, by doing chaziva sachetz. The Rambam doesn't mention at all limud ha-teira. Vayich Techeis, said the Rabbi Tzalu Zolti, that after having done chaziva sachetz, that's not yet a proper tshuva. The emes of tshuva is only through limud ha-teira. As he quotes, the Rambam says, in Pevek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, in Hilchos Tshuva. What is called Tshuva? Tshuva is when a person is mekarev himself to the Shekhinah. How can a person be mekarev himself to the Shekhinah? The way is only through limud ha-teva. Through limud ha-teva, a person comes mudbak b'shchina. He becomes cleaved to the Torah, to the Shekhinah. Through limud ha-teva. And the truth is, Rav Chaim Valozhin, in Shah Dalet, Perek Lamed Aleph, brings kama v'kama rayas to the point that limud ha-teva is the greatest thing to go along to bring to tshuva, as he brings what we say in davening, in the every day, three times a day. The first yisoid of being able to do tshuva is ashiveinu avinu l'seiros lecho. Then is achzireinu b'tshuva. The tshuva will only come about by limud ha-teva. Rav Chaim Valozhin brings also a tana de be'al yo, that if a person does aveirus haba, and he's gone, and he's been decided by the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's going to go along and get Misa, and he does tshuva. How, says Rav Chaim Valozhin, Atone de Be'elio, and he does divrei tshuva, that can save him from all the terrible decisions of what have been made. It's going to state the claw that the ikka of tshuva is from learning Torah. Therefore, we've answered the Ramban, that the Ramban learns that limud ha-Torah can be done through limud ha-Torah, and therefore the two things are combined. Tshuva and limud ha-Torah. I mentioned before the pasuk, Ve'ei nosati lefanecha demesha chochme. Ve'ei nosati lefanecha ayin es ha-chayim ves ha-tev ves ha-moves ves ha-bo. A few psukim later, the pasuk writes, I'm giving aegis to you today, as Hashemayim ve'as ha'oretz, ha'chayim ve'amoves, nosati lochem, ha'brocha u'klod. Continues the Torah, u'bochalto b'chayim, you should choose life, leman tichya ato v'zorecho. The chua, the kasha is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to us, the Torah says, "Achayim ve'amoves nosati lochem." Ubachato v'achayim. What does the Torah need to add on the words "leman tichya ato v'zarech"? Of course, if your boycha b'chayim Yisrael gives a person a choice in front of him, "Achayim ve'amoves nosati lefanecho." Ubachato v'achayim. So what will happen? Of course, you're going to live. What does the Torah need to add on the words "leman tichya ato"? And Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Sefer adds on, why does the Torah need to say v'zarecho? Let the Torah go along and say, stand, the word v'zarecho is what, even if you answer the man tichya ato, why does the Torah need to add on the word v'zarecho? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Torah is telling you, when the Torah tells you the words, u'bachata b'chayim, there are two ways a way a person can keep a mitzvah. A person can keep a mitzvah, I've got no choice, as if they say I'm forced into it, and he doesn't enjoy the mitzvah. A person is a higher madrega of keeping mitzvahs, when a person does the mitzvah in a way that he's doing the mitzvah mitoch simcha, that he's doing it in a way he really enjoys doing the mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, u'bachata b'chayim, when you are boicha, when you choose to go along and to do Torah, then in that case, you'll do it in a way that you do it b'simcha. You know what'll happen? It'll be a chayim from simcha, and not only you'll want to do it, your children will want to go along and follow suit as well. It's the zayna mitzvahs, the mantichya ato v'zarecho, that through that, not only you'll want to go along and follow suit in the inyonim of Torah, it'll also go along and be that your zarecho. I once heard a story that Yidden, when they came from Europe to America 80, 90 years ago, it wasn't easy then keeping Shabbos. It was a very hard period of time. And to that extent, nearly every Friday, they got lost their jobs. They could go along and have sometimes 52 weeks, and every week getting a new job. Every week they're going to think. Somebody asked Odin Godel in America, how is it that a lot of those people, their children, went along and went away from Yiddishkeit and left the Indian of keeping Shabbos? So he said, I'm very ridiculous. There are people who come home from every Friday when they lost their jobs. They said, bless it, how hard it is to go along and keep, to go along and keep Judaism. It's our life. And then in Yiddish they say, to give him the fighting, a kress. He gave, he always used to go along. If they would have come home, and they would have come home and they would have said, Baruch Hashem, we have been zeicher to go along and be zeicher to keep Shabbos. And ashreinu, and happy are we that we've been zeicher to keep Shabbos, then they would have been zeicher that their children in their next generation should also keep Shabbos. That's mamish lepiat here, what the Moshe says. Ubachalta b'chayim, you should go along and be boicher b'chayim. Do your Torah and mitzvahs in a way that the simcha, and through that leman tichya atol v'zarecha. We, as we said before, that the psukim ki a mitzvah azish asher neichin mitzavcho lo niflesi mincha. It's not far. Ki kore velecha adova moid, because it's very, very near to you. And the Torah seems to imply it's very easy. So I saw in Rabchaim Shmulevitz. Rabchaim Shmulevitz says, why is it that there are only yechidim who go along and do tshuva? Why is it, lemaisa, it seems to be a very hard thing that a person should go along and do tshuva? How can the Torah say so easily, ki kore veilecha adova moid beficho bilvolcho? Says Rabchaim Shmulevitz, that the difficulty for a person is that a person gets accustomed to go along to his normal matzav. A person gets used to the ways and means of his matzav. And for a person to get out of his old matzav, which he was accustomed to, that is a tremendous, hard, difficult thing. So if a person gets used to something, it's very, very hard to get out of. And that said, Rab Chaim, that is the difficulty that a person should go along and get out. And Rab Chaim compares it to a Gemara in Seita, Daf Yud Gimel. There was a whole story by the Mora Samach Pela when Yaakov Avinu was going to be buried. And Yaakov Avinu, they had to go to get Esau Hatinus. And they had to go along and send Chushim Ben Don to go along to get the star showing that he had sold it. And when he came back, when he was there, he said, how are you leaving Yaakov Avinu just lying there with Bizoy? Chushim Ben Don. So Chaim Shmulevitz asked, why was Chushim Ben Don the only one who asked the kasha? Where were all the rest of them? So Chaim said that the rest of them got used to the matzav. They got used to the idea of seeing the mess lying there. And they saw all the arguments going on. But Chushim Ben Don was a person who was deaf. And he couldn't go along and hear what the discussion was. And therefore, he didn't manage to know what's going on. And the rest of them, it started like that, and they got accustomed to it. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Rav Chaim said that 30 years ago. He said that is what the schus, what the difficulty is of doing tshuva. From the chos, we said that this week's parasha, this time of the year, is the schus, is the mitzvah of tshuva. Let's hope that at this time of the year we will be zeicher. We said that the inyan of tshuva is teira, that we should be mechazik ourselves in the inyan of limud teira, and through tshuva we will be merited to the geula. The Rambam says from this week's sedra, kol ha-neviim kulam, all the neviim, sovu ala tshuva, command on tshuva. Says the Rambam, ve'ein Yisrael nigolim, klal Yisrael will only be redeemed, ela b'tshuva. Says the Rambam, where do I know it from? From this week's Sefer. That the Torah writes, V'oyo ki yavoyu alechom, kol advorim ha'ela, ha'brocha v'aklolo, and you'll hear the Ribbono Shel Olam's kailos. What will HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Says the Pasuk. V'shav Hashem alekecha eshivuscho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go along and gather you and have mercy on you, and he'll gather you from all the nations. Whom the chesed, we will go along, and the emes do an emes etshuva, in that schus, Bezer Hashem, will be zeicha all to a geulah shleim.